This is the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. Eric Bach here with the pitching coach of the Fredericksburg Nationals, Justin Lord, ahead of a Mason Denneberg start tonight. Justin, thanks for joining me.
Hey, anytime, Eric.
So Denneberg tonight, 2018 first rounder that has dealt with injury after injury throughout his career, and obviously COVID in the middle of it too. What are you hoping for from him tonight?
I'm just wanting to see him get out there and compete. Challenge hitters, compete, throw strikes with all three pitches. You know, he's worked really hard over the last couple years, you know, to get to this point. And I'm just excited to see him out there on the mound under the lights.
Really good professional debut, I thought, last night for Riley Cornelio. Five innings, gives up two runs, only one of them earned. What did you like from him last night?
He competed and he attacked the zone. You know, his stuff was a little inconsistent, or command was a little inconsistent from time to time. But he bent a little, but he never really broke, continued to challenge hitters and finished up. The fifth inning was his best inning of the night. You know, had a 1-2-3 fifth, finishing up with two strikeouts. And just really, once again, kid came out of college last year, didn't pitch for us last year. First time in pro ball in this situation against a good team. I was really excited to see, you know, just how he competed.
For you, it's been a journey throughout this Washington organization. You were supposed to be the Fred Nats inaugural pitching coach in 2020, spent last year in Harrisburg. How has your experience been so far with this Fredericksburg group?
It's been awesome. You know, the organization has been great. The fan support has been great. The facilities back home are really nice. To see a full house on Friday and Saturday night and a good crowd on Sunday, that was really fun to see. And it's been really good experience so far. I'm excited about being here. I was looking forward to it in 20. Unfortunately, that got cut short. Spent a year in Wilmington, then Harrisburg. Now I've come full circle back here. But it's been great. I really enjoyed my first week here and looking forward to the rest of the season.
We're going to see Harlene Susanna later this series here in Fayetteville. We already saw him once over the opening weekend, struggled a bit with his command. He's known as a flamethrower, but what are the next steps you think he needs to take in his development?
Well, in a way, he's like every other pitcher out there. He's just maturing and becoming a professional pitcher. You know, some guys are born with good arms, and some guys develop good arms. He is one that is a big, strong kid that throws hard. And, you know, his identity has to be a pitcher and not a kid that throws hard. You know, he's been able to get away with that for a little while, but now he's facing good hitters. He's facing hitters that are a little more disciplined, that are going to wait him out a little bit. And so you're seeing him start to make some adjustments in his preparation, which has been really good to see. You know, he's starting to be a little bit more specific and deliberate about some of the work he's putting in between his starts, which is good to see and a good sign of a pitcher that is maturing.
Second time we get to see Jake Bennett tomorrow night after he started opening night, and it couldn't have gone better on opening night. Faced just one over the minimum with eight strikeouts in five innings. As a guy who pitched a lot in big-time college baseball, was Friday night for Jake Bennett what you expected him to do?
I expected him to throw strikes like he did. I expected him to compete like he did. You know, his stuff played pretty well against Lynchburg on that opening night. You know, I was very, very pleased with his performance, his poise. You know, the atmosphere, the situation didn't get to him, didn't really rattle him. I didn't feel like, you know, like you said, his kid came from a big college program, pitched in the College World Series. So he's been in some big situations before, and I thought he handled that really well. And, you know, his ability to throw strikes and change eye level and change speeds, you know, played in his favor. And I think you're going to see a kid that competes every time out, a kid that throws strikes every time out and finds a way to get the job done. Whether it's, you know, five innings and eight strikeouts every time, I don't know, but I think you're going to see a guy that's relentless in his ability to attack hitters and in his approach and focus.
Last night, Brian Sanchez gave a really good performance out of the bullpen, kind of saved the bullpen, I think, for the rest of the week. Jake said that he was built up to that he was able to do what he did last night, throw 50-ish pitches in relief. How big was that performance for him as we work through the rest of this week in Fayetteville?
It was great. Sanchez worked hard in spring training, and he'd been up to, you know, two or three innings in spring training. So that's kind of what we expected out of him coming into the season. And the one thing I liked to see from him yesterday was, you know, he got better as he went along. His command was a little off in the first couple innings. He battled through. Found a way to get the job done and to get out of some situations and some jams. And then you know, he got into the seventh there. I think the first two guys reached on a single and a double, jam shot, and then he gave up a pretty good double. Then got a ground ball out and retired the last six, including five. The last five he faced, he struck out. And so that was good to see that. You know, he had a 3-0 count on one of those guys, and to battle back and to stay poised and make good pitches and challenge those guys and to have good results. I like to see the maturity that he showed last night.
Justin Lord, pitching coach for the Fred Nats, 7:05 first pitch tonight in Fayetteville. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.